Had my 80th birthday this summer. Got some hearing aids. I didn't tell anybody. And I've changed my will 3 times. This is a story about 3 young boys going across Madison in the 40s. It's called A Piece of Copper. Earl saw it first. I picked it up first. And Earl's brother, Dickie, immediately identified it. Copper, he said, as he hefted the L-shaped piece of metal. About 10 pounds, maybe more. Must have fallen off a train, said Earl. Since we were walking on the tracks between the O'Hara River and Dickinson Street, I thought he must be right. Let's weigh it up at Gerhardt, said Dickie. We stopped off at Dick and Earl's house and picked up our bicycles. Earl had a basket that he used on his Capital Times paper route. He placed the captured copper in the basket, and we headed up the hill. Gerhardt's drugstore was on the corner of Williamson Street and Dickinson, across from Carl's Hardware. Gerhardt's had a cast iron, porcelain covered scale that gave your weight and fortune for a penny. We placed the copper on the scale, and Earl put in a penny. 18 pounds, said Dickie, as the scale settled on the number and the door, concealing the fortune, slid back. Love is close by, said Earl, reading the copper's fortune. We biked up Williamson Street past the La Crosse drugstore, which stood kinney corner from Crystal Corner Bar, and I went right past a page, and the old Marquette School. We caught the aroma of fresh baked bread from Weber's Bakery and pedaled steadily past the old Seed Company and then by Machinery Row. Hugging the Lake Road, we continued past Monona Bay and skipped over to West Washington. We wanted to see if there were any bottles left out at Kennedy Dairy which could be redeemed for a penny. With little luck finding the bottles, we went south to Spaghetti Corners at Park and Regent and entered the gated domain of Sonico's junkyard. Earl did the negotiating, and when Mr. Sonico proposed 18 cents a pound, Earl said that this wasn't screen door flashing. Screen door flashing, I thought. Where did Earl learn about screen door flashing? You're right, said Mr. Sonico after looking at it. This is number one copper, 30 cents a pound. Great, I thought. Earl countered with 36 cents, and they settled on 34 cents. That gave us $6.12 or $2.04 each. Mr. Sonico paid us, making sure we each had equal shares. Flush with cash, we headed up West Washington Avenue past the Milwaukee Road Depot. Up the avenue, we pushed our bikes up the hill past the Methodist Hospital, the YMCA, the Lorraine Hotel, and onto the square. It was Saturday afternoon, and we all knew where we were going without saying a word to one another. The matinee at the Majestic Theater on King Street was a Lash LaRue cowboy film, a cartoon, and a Superman serial. The movie was 15 cents, and we each splurged for a large popcorn, 10 cents, and a Hershey bar per nickel. The sun was going down when we left the theater, coasted down King Street, discussing how we liked Lash LaRue better than Roy Rogers and Gene Autry. Too much singing in those Roy Rogers movies, said Dickie. I like Gene Autry singing, said Earl. I'm for Hopalong Cassidy or Lash LaRue, I said. No smooching, no singing. We bought double-dip chocolate Rocky Road ice cream cones at Snappy's place next to the Cardinal Hotel, and once again pushed our bikes to better eat the ice cream. The drunks on Skid Row were starting to get active, and we hurried past them and the Northwestern train station and over to East Washington Avenue. Ice cream gone, we mounted and pedaled east on East Washington, past Mott's Paint, Reese Stevens Field, and the Gishald Machine Company. We stopped at Phillips 66 station on the small triangle across from Ohio Chemical and the CUNA Credit Union. I had a grape knee-high, and Dick and Earl each had knee-high orange sodas. The street lights and the illuminated Pegasus came on at the same time, and I said goodbye to Dick and Earl and turned into Northern Court. The kitchen smelled good, but I had missed supper. I told my mother about the copper find. My share was $2.04, I said. Put it in the grocery jar, she said. I'd forgotten about the grocery short jar. The general rule was that any money that came into the house went in the grocery money jar. My sister's babysitting money, my brother's money he earned at the as a popsicle maker at Shep's Ice Cream, and my older sister's pay from the job at the Strand Theater candy counter. I spent some, I said. Spent some, my mother said. On what? Me and Dickie and Earl went to the movies at the Majestic Theater. Did your brothers and sisters get to go to the movies at the Majestic Theater, my mother said. Well, no, I had to admit. What else? Popcorn, an ice cream cone, and a knee-high grape soda, I said once again. Did your brothers and sisters get ice cream, popcorn, and knee-high grape soda, she asked as she pushed the knife, a blade of guilt, deeper into my chest. I went to the pantry and put what was left of my fortune into the grocery money jar. Realizing there would be no supper for me, I headed upstairs to bed. My brothers and sisters didn't find that piece of copper, I muttered under my breath. What was that, my mother said? I said, I hope I find another piece of copper, compounding my sins with a lie. Thank you.